ITV News briefly for Saturday the 17th of September. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes if you haven't got time for the full show. Uber now offering rides in pure EVs in 25 cities. Cars like the Model 3, the Polestar 2 and even the Ford Mustang Mach-E available to book on their Comfort Electric program. It's different from the green, Uber Green, which has been around a long time. You can get a hybrid turn up sometimes or an EV, but now you can specify full EV. It's a little bit more money, but they're going to roll that out as part of their plan to get all EVs into their fleets by 2030. China has 11 million EVs on their roads. Well, you know, the number is 10.99 million by the end of August. But by now, it'll be 11 million, no doubt. Their China Ministry of Public Security saying. China also using the Detroit Auto Show, otherwise known as the North American International Auto Show, the Chinese ambassador to the US issuing a warning. I wonder how this will go down with the politicians. Issuing a warning following the Inflation Reduction Act, which is all about creating a US domestic supply chain, because up to 95% of it is at the minute, on, particularly in mineral processing, coming from China. China doesn't like, obviously, the idea that the US will lessen and weaken their reliance on China. So China's saying, don't do it, because you'll hurt everybody. Our interests are intertwined. There's a global supply chain established order. Don't rock the boat. And I think if that's the warning you're giving the US, then the US will probably reply, no, no, we know that. We want to rock the boat, because at the minute, we are come cap in hand to you, and we don't want to in the future. So if that's the warning that China is going with, they might need a different tack. Now, China is getting its own Hummer EV. It's not a Hummer. It's made by Mengxi, the Dongfeng company. It's one of those ones where China's been amazing in recent years at creating original, innovative, interesting things. They've kind of gone back to their old ways, which is to rip off something Western and do it looking a bit crap. But yes, they have got what they're not calling it the Hummer. They're like, hey, we've made a vehicle. And you look at it and you're like, that's just a Hummer. The lines, the shapes, the body panels, you've just copied it. But they say, no, we haven't. It's not a Hummer. Yeah. If only IP lawyers could have their say in China, then I'm sure that'd be an issue. I'm sure China would tell them where to go, which is always the issue. Audi say their popularity of electric vehicles is creating a challenge. They haven't got enough Audis in America yet, and they say that it's our biggest challenge is to fulfill the demand. I love this quote. It made me smile. They say, Audi positioned itself well to create this demand for our product. So really, it's a big success story. So they're saying, if you want an Audi EV, you can't actually get one, but we created demand. Well, look, respectfully, Audi, you didn't create the demand for EVs, but you have made some great ones, so well done. Brilliant. GM will run Chevy electric TV ads during Sunday night football, 1 p.m.'s game on Fox and the evening game on NBC, advertising everything from the Bolt and the EUV to what's coming next year, like the Silverado, the Blazer, the Equinox, and more. California Governor Gavin Newsom signed sweeping climate change measures into law yesterday, and it will mean that California can't contribute to carbon dioxide emissions by 2045. But will that be too late? It's ambitious, but it's also a long time to get it done by. Quantum sensors could change the way that we measure our range in EVs, because at the minute, yeah, measuring how much battery you've got left, looking at cell voltages and things and amperage flow, not the most accurate. They say new sensors will measure it down to the milliamp and give you a much better readout of exactly how much fuel you have left. In Germany, Orlen, the fuel station filling business, say they will have 868 fast charging points as their first step in constructing EV chargers, and 10,000 MG4s just left Shanghai on their way to Europe to start selling there. And that's briefly